don't have money.
I just
know. Okay, so I have, before we do this, I have to say something. I've never had a Guinness. And my goal in life was to never have a Guinness until I went to Ireland to have one. But I am having a Guinness today.
You know, if you haven't had a Guinness in Ireland, never.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the first annual 2020 St. Paddy's Day Sharedown. Shamrock Sharedown, sorry.
Shamrock Sharedown.
I'll start again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2020 Popping Bottles official St. Paddy's Day Shamrock Sharedown and Friend Jamboree.
Friend Jamboree.
It's Jamboree?
Yeah. We're Jamboree-ready to drink some of Ireland's finest and favorite.
Oh, yeah.
But before we start, before we get into anything, mm-hmm. we are going to start the night with a delicious triple dose of Irish.
Should we do intros there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
After our drink.
After it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
No.
Before we start anything,
okay.
Oh, boy.
We're all going to enjoy a beverage. So we have a shot of Bailey's and Jameson. We're going to drop that into our Guinness.
You're going to be okay.
It is called a death charge and nothing else.
Nothing else. One, two, three.
Sláinte.
Oh, tasty.
Mm. Oh, just like mom used to make.
Hashtag pop pop.
I did not like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear my voice, then you know there's four other people with me. We have a wonderful co-host by the name of...
Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll give you the ice. Hashtag not... Oh, thank you for the applause. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean gold.
Rob, how was your depth chart?
Oh, delicious. I used to love what I called them in college, what you can't say anymore. But the depth charge was delicious.
That's right. Wonderful. And we have two other guests. Irish today. They're both wearing pens that say, kiss me and we're Irish. By the name of...
Allie Ring!
Yay! Strawberry Daiquiri's own Allie Ring.
Thank you so much.
How was your death charge?
You know, I didn't enjoy the beginning, the middle, or the end, but this aftertaste is not bad.
Okay, that's time to improve.
It lingers. Mm-hmm. You have to. And we have one other guest. Last but not least...
Kevin Lambert.
Yay!
Thank you.
Arnold Palmer's own Kevin Lambert. friends of the podcast, welcome back.
We're glad
to have you. Are you excited? How was your depth chart? I'm so sorry.
It was just as awful as I remember them being from college, and worse because I know better now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is gonna suck in every facet. So, let's do this right.
Woo! I think he wants another one.
Yeah. Truly, this is the only way I enjoy Guinness.
That's
by having to chug it quickly.
Yeah. My dad's favorite drink in the entire world is Guinness.
Really?
Ever?
Everywhere we go, this man gets a Guinness.
Wild. Mm. It's a drink I never want. And this is literally the only time I ever order it back when I drank more.
A couple months ago, I had a craving for Guinness, which is not a thing I would ever crave.
Yeah,
it's probably the first time I bought a Guinness not on St. Patrick's Day in my life.
Well, speaking of Guinness, it was the first beer in our taste down.
Shamrock Share.
Shamrock Share.
And Friendship Cheryl. Jamboree.
Now, I do have a question.
Please, question.
Do I have to drink this entire thing?
No. Okay. And just a couple. Just a little bit.
And that's also for anybody ever, anywhere.
Yeah.
You do not have to finish anything ever.
It's true.
Don't live peer pressure.
That is counter to how my family brought me up. I'll always finish what you start.
Unless you're Kevin Lambert, nobody else has to finish anything ever.
And whatever we don't finish, Kevin has to finish today.
Oh, I like this game.
We'll make a King's Cup. And whatever doesn't get finished.
I want it in that horn.
From medieval times.
Hell yeah.
Proud sponsor.
Schomburg.
We all have cans of Guinness Draught Stout. Real quick, Guinness is a dark Irish dry stout that originated in the brewery of Arthur Guinness at St. James Gate, Dublin, Ireland, in 1759. It is one of those most successful beer brands worldwide. It's brewed almost in 50 countries and available in over 120.
Oh, hang on. Before you open it, I want to read this. This is on the back of the can. Upon opening, the famous round plastic widget in every can unleashes nitrogen through the beer, creating the creamy head, an iconic surge that's distinctly Guinness. Ooh.
Yeah.
Best enjoy. Open the can. Wait a moment for the nitrogen to release. Oh, we got to pour into a glass at a 45 degree angle.
We got glasses.
Great. Oh, we know what 45 means?
The old 45. So let's crack open these Guinnesses. We got cans. The aroma is a sweet smelling with coffee and malty nose. Perfect balance of bitter and sweet with malt and roast characters. It is smooth, creamy, and balanced. Ooh. It's a 4.2%. It's a very lowish alcoholic beer.
Look at that bubble.
Distinctively dark with a rich, creamy head. Now, some people say the nitrogen widget doesn't do anything.
Okay.
But those people are dumb. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Gregory would disagree with that.
Yeah, Gregory would have... He would have my head on a platter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised is your dad's favorite... Not to get into family stuff, but I'm sure if it's your dad's favorite drink, I'm surprised you never had it before.
Yeah, I don't know what made me want to go to Ireland to
I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everywhere we go, it's his favorite drink.
It's very, it smells good. It's good to look at. I don't like the taste for it normally.
Yeah.
Everybody's pouring their Guinness. We're watching it settle.
We all had our protractors on to get that correct 45 degree angle.
I drew it on my arm.
Oh, sure.
God, that's efficient.
Well, yeah. And you can see it. You can see it from the bottom and it like...
Yeah,
it's dancing for you.
Ooh, look at the dance.
Yeah, imagine if you were high right now.
Oh, my God.
Imagine?
Oh. We weren't supposed to be?
Yeah. I thought that was one of the things.
You have a little luck of the Irish on you.
Top of the morning.
Green.
Look at that creamy head, though. It is beautiful. It looks like it was drawn from a tap.
Speaking of drawn, though I don't like Guinness that much, I do love their advertising and a lot of their logos and stuff. Like this one, this can has the toucan with the...
On a weather vane.
On a weather vane with the Guinness on its giant bill. What's their slogan? Old slogan? Oh my Guinness or something like that?
Guinness, we love it.
That's the one. Josh, what do you think the Guinness slogan is?
You drink it, you limey bastards. Because they hated English people.
Kevin?
Guinness, the San Francisco treat.
Yes, ding, ding. I think we're all correct.
They're all on this can.
There's a damn novel on this thing.
Our legendary Guinness collectible can. Oh, collectible.
Oh.
These are famed campaigns of the 30s and the 50s.
Well, look at that.
They also have that seal with balancing a Guinness on on its nose, which is very cute.
There's a kangaroo one, too, and a lion. There's a bunch of them. There's Google it.
There's one where there's like a man in the moon, and it's the top of the Guinness head.
Oh.
And you can see his face on the top of the glass.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they're pouring a bottle, and he's trying to drink the last drop they're pouring into him. It's very fun. The reason I said, so there is a giant... I think it's called Gate Brewery in Baltimore, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
That is the Guinness Brewery for the United States.
Oh.
So it's a huge campus.
Huh.
Last time I was in Maryland, I visited it. Very cool. A lot of different types of Guinness beer. They also had crab poutine, crab fries poutine. It was very good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you get drunk?
No, because I was driving.
But we applaud safe, alcohol awareness.
Thank you.
Safety drivers.
So you've never had a Guinness.
Never.
I don't know if you know, we have a segment on the show called First Time, Last Time with a beautiful intro song.
Who did that for you?
Did you just sing who? We deliver for you.
You have to pay me for that to use that.
No, you'll get paid. Yeah.
Thank you.
Checks in the mail.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. We're ruined. We're going to get her to sign a contract after this episode.
Yeah, no, we got it.
So you've never had one, ever?
No,
Your dad had one?
All the time.
He's probably having one right now.
Yeah.
Well, so it was interesting because we grew up with my dad really liking Miller Lite.
Sure.
So I think it was his 50th birthday.
50.
We had a party... it might have been 45 or something, but on the invitation it said, "Don't bring presents, bring Miller Lite." So we had just a mountain as tall as our fridge of Miller Lite in the garage for months. And then I don't know what switched, but now he's a Guinness guy.
Huh,
Greg, the Guinness guy.
Great name.
You know Greg, the Guinness guy?
GGG?
GGG?
I spelled V with the G.
I'm thinking I'm seeing a Father's Day gift happening. Yeah. This is really nice.
I think you got it.
Well, before we get into everybody else's Guinness, let's cheers. Let's drink it. It's been settled.
Yay.
Yeah, cilantro.
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 Tastes better than I was expecting.
Can I be honest? Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I really was thinking, I was expecting more of a darker taste.
It was going to be bitter. I didn't think it was going to be darker, but it's usually bitter to me. This is not bad.
No, maybe those nitrogens were doing a good job.
Good job.
I definitely thought it was going to be heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah, this definitely, it drinks a lot lighter than I remember
I think that's, right.
All right, well, we cracked it.
When was the last time you had a Guinness?
I feel like I had one a couple months ago. I just had this weird craving for Guinness. Oh, I was at a party, and it was BYOB. And
you ran out.
I was like, I gotta beat some Guinness. And so I beat it.
Howling at the womb.
And it was...
Whose party was it? Where were you?
Oh, I don't like to discuss personal information like that.
Come on. Oh, no, I just told you about my dad a whole lot.
I'm going to be very coy and cagey.
You have to finish that story.
Give us the initials.
Damn it, I got to finish what I start. No, it was actually friend of the podcast, Annalise Dickinson. Warm Verners, Annalise Dickinson. It was her annual like cookie decorating party.
Oh, that's fun.
Which I don't really like the cookie decorating, but I just went to get day drunk around children.
There were kids there?
Yeah, of course there are kids there.
They call kids cookies.
Kids cookies.
And they decorate them.
That's why I don't like to participate. That's fucking weird.
That's fair. What about the first time you ever had a Guinness?
That's a really good question. Probably college.
Yeah.
I feel like there's that phase in college where you first start drinking and then you want to explore everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I'll have a Red Stripe because why not? Because
yay, beer.
Yeah, hooray, beer. And,
those commercials got me.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point during college, there was like a party where it was in a keg somewhere.
A keg party at Guinness? Damn.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, that's fancy as hell.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Purdue, the greatest.
Purdue Schbags!
Wow, the shortest podcast ever. I gotta go.
These guys don't get married by the end of this.
We haven't done our job.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This has been an 80 episode meet cute for you two.
I am gonna get real angry drunk.
Spoiler up, baby!
The true spirit of an Irish holiday.
That's right, swallow your feelings. Bobby, what about you? First, last time.
I think same as Kevin.
You were at the same party in college?
We decorated some cookies. There were kids there for some reason. Felt very strange.
Bobby, you were a kid there.
What? In college, I think, as you're just experimenting with drinks and whatnots, I don't think I ever had like an actual Guinness, but I had a lot of Depp charges, as they weren't called back then. Because I enjoy them. They're tasty. And I could chug quickly.
Yeah, that's fair.
And last time, I don't know, today, it's been a bit. Guinness is not, listeners, we all know I have horrible taste in beer. I love a high life, and I'm fine with that. Yeah. So why the hell would I order a Guinness? What about you, Joshy?
The last time I probably had one was for one Tyler Smith.
Ooh.
At his birthday before he moved to L.A. A friend of the podcast hasn't been on yet.
We'll never have one.
Yeah, he moved to L.A., he died. In a fire, don't worry. Mudslide fire.
He started.
But it was probably at one of his birthday gatherings. His birthday was March 4th.
Oh.
Happy past birthday to him.
Ah,
But he is a big Guinness fan.
That makes sense.
In fact, even when I went to the Guinness brewery, I had everything but the regular like stout Guinness. Because I was like, I can get that anywhere. Let me try all the weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some good ones.
What were some of the different options?
They had like some fruit beers. They had some like ales. They had like different styles.
I guess I'm surprised. I guess it makes sense that there is a Guinness factory here in the States. Mm-hmm. But I just assumed there was the one and everything got shipped over.
50 countries. It's brewed in 50 countries.
Holy cow.
So I make a suggestion to all of us here right now.
Okay.
We tour all 50 breweries in all 50 countries.
Okay. That's great.
And we have a reunion pod when we're 80 years old.
Oh, so there's time.
Yeah, we have time.
Okay, okay.
It's a lot of countries.
Wait, when I'm the youngest one, so when I'm 80 or when you're 80?
Jesus Christ, Alex.
He's the boiler douchebag. What's it
called? Douchebag.
That is pretty good.
My cousin went to Purdue. That's why we make that joke.
Where did you go to school?
I went to...
No one cares.
Okay. Honestly, I wish I didn't go there. So.
Where'd you go again?
Ugh. I went to Mississippi State. I don't know. Okay, so I don't regret it. I don't wish I went there because I met some of the best people in my entire life.
Shout them out. Who are they? Big list.
Kylie and Steven and Hanson.
Sets man up right now.
And it's hard to say that I wish I didn't go there because I wouldn't have those friends in my life, but I think I would be in a different place if I hadn't gone.
Sure.
That's fair.
I get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was very cheap.
How cheap was it?
Cheaper than any Illinois in-state school.
Damn. Wow, take that. But man, they're really hurting in that state.
Yeah. Oh, it's literally last for education.
I mean, saving money in college, that's pretty smart.
But it is cool. Part of me, I wish I had gone out of state for college because I stayed within Michigan and I enjoyed it and I had a good time. But like, part of me is like, I should have traveled. Because I mean, you grew up in this area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So getting down to the deep south.
Yeah, well, and I think that's a reason that it helped, because I feel like if I hadn't have left, I wouldn't have known where I wanted to be.
Sure.
Where if I had, what I wanted to do was go to DePaul, and if I had stayed at DePaul, then I feel like I would have been in Chicago for too long and like would have been confused. So I feel like leaving helped me realize that I wanted to be here.
Yeah, there's that line in Taming the Shrew.
Are you crying?
Where he talks about like going to make his fortune, like where he hasn't been or something. And it always, like, stuck with me. Mm-hmm. In so much that I memorized it. And
nerd.
Said it perfectly right here. Bobby, since we're trying beers, let's keep drinking beers.
Okay.
I'll go get some more beers.
Great.
Josh, while you're away, scream where you went to college.
University of Maryland, go Terps!
Go Terps, indeed, which I believe is some kind of turtle.
Terrapins, yeah.
Terrapins? Kevin, do you have relevant snacks?
I have relevant snacks.
Relevant snacks.
Whoa! Kevin just whipped out the Irish-themed Lucky Charm cereal.
And he put it right next to my surprise.
Allie, what did you bring?
I brought bread.
I didn't know we were already at the relative.
It just kind of happened.
Relevant snacks portion, I brought Irish soda bread. So throwing that in the pile as well. We also have door prizes for all of our guests.
What?
We have a little sign that says a leprechaun made me do it. We have a towel that says leprechaun made me drink. And then we have a little green glass that says not beer.
Oh,
I like that.
I suspect you put beer in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
So, Allie, as the person that's closest to me, which one do you want? She knows all about my life story. Not in distance.
I would really love the towel.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. That's so cute. I'm going to wear it as a shirt.
As the person closest to me physically, which door prize would you like? The sign or the glass?
I'm going with that sign.
Oh, there you go.
Because I like to blame my problems on leprechauns.
Bobby, this not beer glass is hand wash only.
Oh, okay. I will 100% remember that. This will go up next to my Medieval Times giant mug I drink from.
Hell yeah.
Schomburg.
Schomburg, shout out. All right, moving on. So we've tried Guinness. It was fine. sorry, Irish.
I agree. Yeah, it was fine.
Also, St. Patty's Day, not an Irish holiday. It's a very American holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Didn't St. Patty chase out the snakes? What's the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell me.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next on the docket, we have Great Lakes Brewing Company's Conway Irish Ale.
Ooh.
So,
I've never heard of this.
A Michigan.
Oh, Great Lakes.
So I'm trying to know.
Great Lakes is actually brewed in Ohio.
Is it really?
Yeah. Because I also thought I was a Michigan beer for a long time.
But yeah, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we did
boo.
This.
Boo.
Boo.
They've seen enough problems.
Ohio?
We don't need to boo Cleveland.
Not my
Who's
problem.
Who's got a church key?
Kevin, you got one?
I got one.
Do.
I have it on my keys.
Where are your keys?
I don't know. Where's my car?
Dude, where's your car?
Tom Hanks Day?
Yeah, that's from the International Tom Hanks Day. It's April 1st. It started
Just
a bunch
kidding.
Of idiots in Michigan State. It's moved down to Chicago. They raise money for one of Hanks's many charities. He signs a bunch of shit and raffles it off. And then you just watch Tom Hanks movies and day drink.
Wow.
That's the best.
This podcast is officially brought to you by Tom Hanks Day.
Oh, perfect. Everyone, what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie, Kevin?
Oh, man. Pass. Come, I need a second.
Great. We'll go. Okay. Josh?
So I can't have Tom Hanks. He's in sections to me.
Okay.
So there's like young Tom Hanks. There's like last time. You know, and there's sort of a more
sexy
modern.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
they're all sexy.
Tom Hanks.
So Big is by far my favorite young Tom Hanks.
Agreed.
Movie, sort of in that middle section. He's just a very good actor. That thing you do while not entirely being a Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in it as much.
But he directed it.
And he wrote it.
He both.
Wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love that thing you did.
Oh, yeah.
Skeech and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. good news, boys. He gets to keep the wardrobe. Such a good movie.
Steve Zahn is so funny in that.
Steve Zahn is so funny in that. And then I guess old Tom Hanks. What was the one where he rode around a moped with
the Larry Crown?
I never saw it. Best movie ever.
Oh, boy.
Allie, favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Mine is You Got Mail.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, it is my top three rom com.
More than Sleepless in Seattle?
Sleepless in Seattle is the other one. It sucks.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Damn. Oh.
Terrible movie.
Because I feel like everybody flips those.
Yeah.
Sleep in Seattle, blah, blah, blah.
No.
You've Got Mail.
So unrealistic.
You Got Mail is very. He gaslights her a little bit, but Tom Hanks gets away with it, I think. Yeah. That's my opinion.
That's true.
You can stink guy all you want.
No, okay. I agree with you, okay. But I still love
well,
it.
Well, it's okay. I like bad movies.
Also, classic Steve Zahn.
Oh, is he in that?
He's in You've Got Mail. He works in the bookstore.
That's right.
Yeah, classic Steve Zahn. That is true.
I love Steve Zahn.
What a sweet,
this
sweet.
Is a Steve Zahn appreciation podcast.
I'm going to have to go also with Big, but my other favorite, again, it's not his movie, but he is so good in League of Their Own.
Oh,
as Jimmy Dugan.
Yeah.
God damn it. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's good advice.
I went to Rockford.
The Rockford Peaches.
Yes. That's all they talk about.
Tom Hanks?
The Peaches.
Peaches. Love Peaches. We're back to you.
Okay. It is his two episodes on Family Ties as Uncle Ned.
Where he gets drunk off vanilla extract.
Yeah. Uncle Ned has a drinking problem.
Oh my god.
He easily sways Alex P. Keaton.
Did you watch that very special episode?
Every episode is very special if you believe hard enough.
No, there's a YouTube show called Very Special Episode where they break down like the very special episodes. Oh. But sort of like snarkily, and one of them was like that, and they just like gets drunk off like vanilla extract or something.
Like, yeah, like mouthwash.
Yeah, it's so funny.
That's how much of a drinking problem.
Oh,
he
this is good bread, Alex.
I can't have this bread without
thank you.
Oh, first. Damn. Mm. You hear that, listeners?
Enjoy. Collins Irish Ale.
ASMR.
Oh yeah,
freaks.
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh,
Biden.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, Slaunches. A pint for Pa Conway. Our co-owner grandfather was a policeman who'd likely uphold the Irish Ale as a full-bodied caramel.
A copper.
Malt flavor is just the ticket. Arrestingly smooth with a wrap sheet of toasty biscuit and caramel malt flavors. Okay. 6.3 ABV.
6.3.
Yeah. How is it?
I'm not going to work tomorrow.
It's hoppier than I personally like.
I like it. I'm a fan. Good. I like a lot of the Great Lakes stuff, so it's not that surprising to me.
This is good. So I couldn't find, full disclosure, I couldn't find Harp, which is what we wanted to get. It's an Irish beer, lager, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or ale, whatever. I don't want your letters.
You can send the letters to the P.O. Box, who gives a shit?
Yeah. I went to two different stores, but I did not go to my favorite store, Binny's, because my car still broke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it should be back this week.
Should be.
Yeah. I give it an apple. I've been playing a lot of Breath of the Wild. You get better by eating apples.
That makes sense.
Second one to my car.
I like this better than the Guinness.
That's fair. I think they're both about the same for me.
I would definitely reach for this over Guinness. It's good. It's not super hoppy. I like the malt. I don't like brown or red beers usually.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like right in the middle. So it's refreshing.
It's fine.
It kind of has a bitter finish now that I'm getting into it.
I don't like it. You know what? No. I'm going with it.
Guinness wins?
Yeah, Guinness for me. Guinness wins.
Mm. All right.
Between the two, it's not a showdown, but who wins?
I'm going with the Great Lakes.
I'm going with the bread.
Oh, yeah. I got some
Dark Horse. Dark Horse candidate, the bread.
That's right.
I haven't had the Lucky Charms yet, so I can't vote.
I can't believe I missed the Lucky Charms. I thought about getting
some.
I bought a real tiny one. It's one of those like individual like grab eat cereal on the go. Because I was getting groceries, walked past the cereal aisle, and thought, how committed am I to bringing a full box of Lucky Charms? And the answer was not.
Not committed.
And then I walked a little further, and then there were these tiny guys, and I went, that's how committed I am. A
what
single
is your
portion.
Your grocery store of choice?
I'm a Jewel man through and through, but I live by a Mariano's, so I go for
way
convenience. I was a former employee of the Albertsons Corporation.
Oh.
Whereabouts?
In my hometown of Crown Point, Indiana.
Douchebag! Sorry. She started it.
I love this game.
This game fucking sucks. Just drink those feelings down.
This Irish soda bread is really sweet. Is that how it always is?
I don't know.
I'm not familiar.
I don't know that I've ever had it.
Yeah, same as you.
Well, this is from Mariano's.
Let me finish
up Italian this grocery store. Who? Why wouldn't they have Irish things?
Well, you know, everyone's Irish during March, right?
I have red hair.
Mm-hmm.
During March.
Oh, so I really quick, I brought this bread because last year I celebrated St. Patrick's Day by drinking vodka because I'm Polish. Mm. So I wanted to share my Polish heritage with you, where growing up, my babcia, follow her Instagram. It's at okbabcia.
She looks like a very adorable little lady.
The most adorable. Babcia and we would always.
What is grandma.
Grandma. Okay, mm-hmm. It means grandma.
I knew that.
We would always go to her house and she would always have bread and it was like this and we call it bocce bread.
Bocce
and
bread?
And so I wanted to share my bocce bread with you guys.
Thank you.
So
nice.
Thank you.
Bocce bread.
Bocce bread.
Yeah, okay. Great Lakes is fine. Because we're drinking beers, what's close to a beer?
Another beer?
No, a cider.
The Great Lakes one, they have a Christmas beer too, which I think we did for the Christmas episode, which I was also not a fan of.
Wait, the Christmas train beer? I thought that was pretty
good. I don't remember. I don't remember. It's fine.
Oh, there's another beer. Hold
yeah, because we got the. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone, shut up. Have you been to the parade downtown?
No. No, I.
Never? Really?
The Southside Irish Parade?
No,
or like
I mean
the downtown,
like the downtown the, not the faux downtown
no,
parade.
No, growing up like in Northwest Indiana, we'd come in and I feel like I've seen them dye the river, but yeah. Even that now is just a disgusting shit show.
Sure. I went my first year living here and I went, I never need to do this again.
So my office overlooks the river, so I ever wanted to go or people wanted to go, I would go up there and avoid the crowds entirely.
That's because
it's just... A bunch of drunk teenagers from the suburbs coming in.
Yeah. It's the Chicago, like, Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing that I do like about it is that the entire city celebrates. It's the only time of year that everyone in the city is celebrating.
Yeah.
And I like that. Where you could go anywhere on that on next Saturday, and they will... Everyone's just so nice and happy.
It's a rarity in this. Like, the last time it happens when a certain baseball team won a certain thing.
But also, half the city didn't celebrate
that's
that.
That's true.
Well, but they were fucking morons. Greatest night of my life!
What's on your hat there?
This is one of my two Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series hats.
One of two?
Yes, of course one of two. One is a hard shell hat. It doesn't matter.
A hard shell hat?
Yeah, it's like...
Like a Yoshi shell?
Yeah.
I wear a Yoshi shell.
That's weird.
That's how I choose to live my life, so thank you for your judgment.
I didn't judge.
It was a tone.
I'm going to eat. Oh, my God.
Green beer.
Yes, now this is St. Patrick's Day to me.
I choose to live my life 1/4 mile at a time. Take one down, pass it around. Man. I forgot about our special green beer for St. Patty's Day. Now, green beer is, you can get it everywhere. It's very special.
Sometimes you get it for a week after St. Patrick's Day as
well. Yeah, because it's on sale.
Yeah.
Having worked in a bar around St. Patty's Day, we would make our green beer to order. inside a, we would have a spray bottle, like a wipe down the counter, like a spritzer, and we would fill that with water and green food coloring. And before we poured the... Any American cheap draft beer, spray the glass, pour the glass thing, and then you got green beer.
Wow.
That's really effective, though.
Yeah, and that way we didn't have to get a keg of green beer.
That's
or, like,
way smarter. Yeah.
So cheers. It's the same page.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
We all have green beers.
I love it.
Man,
well, that's a green beer.
Tastes green.
That is my childhood. I just remember there was a
green beer.
My parents would on St. Patrick's Day, we'd go out. They'd get corned beef and cabbage, and then they would order the green beer from the local watering hole.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I got older, I was like, oh, I want that green beer.
It's gotta
have it.
Flavor
yearly,
to it, right?
Oh yeah, the flavor. Water.
Is it, does the, are you of Irish descent or heritage?
I'm like, you're a mutt, so I'm sure somebody at some point met an Irish person.
You mentioned that your parents and y'all would do it.
Yeah, the O'Lamberts. Yeah. yeah, no, I think it was just like, hey, we're going to go get it. Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like deeper.
No, but it's a tradition that I carry on. Like, I the only food coloring I own is green. For this express purpose.
Well, spoiler, the only reason I had food coloring was from our Halloween episode when I made homemade Ecto Cooler. Which turned out okay.
Yeah, it was real scary.
There was a ghost.
So you alluded to it earlier. Does anybody remember their first St. Patty's Day, the way they celebrated?
Very first?
Or like really like turned up in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I got one. A couple of years ago. So normally I escape this time of year and I go visit my brother in Arizona, which I'm about to leave this week for.
You want to shout him out?
Yeah, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
What's up, Jeff?
He doesn't listen, but that's fine.
He might.
Maybe this one.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Now that he knows he's been shouted out, and I'm going to tell an embarrassing story about him. So I normally plan it to go for spring training and then also around St. Patrick's Day. So that I can fully enjoy St. Patrick's Day. So a couple years ago, we went out.
Makes sense.
The land of 10,000 Irish. And St. Patrick's Day was a Friday night, and I went out to happy hour with all of his friends. There was a bar that was dyeing beer green, except they ran out of green beer, but they still had green food coloring. So I got them to dye all of our drinks green the rest of the night. It takes a lot of dye to turn like a whiskey Coke green. A lot of dye. Also, we drank a lot that night. So the next morning, my brother's like, I'm not feeling well. So I was like, all right, I'll drive your car. I'll go get us some food. So I'm driving out. He's like, you got to pull over. And I pull over and he boots on the side of the road. And it is so green. From all the dye the night before, and it was there for the rest of the week. Every time we drove past it, just a big old huddle of green, just stained green. To Jeff Lambert.
To Jeff Lambert.
Oh,
Jeff
no.
Lambert.
I think I'm in the same boat as Kev, being the O Grabowski that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for a long time, but then my first year here, coming downtown to the parade. Though I hate people, it was a lot of fun. I definitely got swept up into like, yeah, all right, let's party. And I definitely, we went downtown, drank a lot, went to a friend's St. Patrick's Day party, drank a lot. And it was a fun time. Never again.
Never again. Never downtown. The Green River, like when they turn it,
it is cool.
Very fun.
Yeah.
But I prefer watching the time lapse than being there.
Yeah.
Or taking the train over it afterwards. Yeah. And it's already green. You're like, cool. I don't have to get out of the train. Is Patty's Day story?
Yeah, I feel like, so growing up never was really celebrated, like we didn't like make an effort, so I don't think I saw the river dyed green until 2013 was the first time I saw it.
Okay.
You know, and living in Schaumburg, you'd think that we would have gone every year or something, but I didn't see it for a long time. But a couple shout outs, Ryan, my roommate.
Shout outs, Ryan.
He won St. Patrick's Day. We were running late and he forgot something in his apartment, so he ran back to his apartment. Foot got stuck in a pothole in an alley and he sprained his ankle.
Oh no!
Like right as we were on our way to go downtown. And then he used to work at Bath and Body Works, and so he had to work on this sprained ankle St. Patrick's Day. So a couple years later, pothole was still there, so we took a I Will Remember You pics with the pothole. But my favorite St. Patrick's Day story happened a couple years ago. So I went to New Orleans once for Mardi Gras, and I saw this girl, and she had just like a men's button-down white shirt, but she like puffy painted it like Mardi Gras themed. Oh, so I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna do this for St. Patrick's Day." So I did it for St. Patrick's Day, and on the pocket I had put a pot of gold. So then I created a game called Pick from the Pot. And so I had numbers in my pocket, and it would correspond to a gift you could win.
Oh.
So you would pick from the pot, and you would win from the pot of gold. So something you could win was tiny little bottles of alcohol. That was so you could win like a toothbrush, a necklace, anything like. And then the alcohol was like the one you wanted to win.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick's Day, totally casual. We're at Timothy O'Toole's. This one woman wanted to pick from the pot. And she had those tiny hands. She had been dared to use tiny hands all day. So she picks the piece of paper. She does everything. She literally did everything. This woman chugs this tiny bottle that she won with her tiny hands. And our table was like going wild, going nuts. Yeah, yeah. And they kick us out because we brought in our own alcohol.
Oh, come on.
They kicked us out. And it's so funny because my old job, I met someone who used to work there. So and he goes, oh, I remember that day. Ooh, ooh. I was working then. We were pissed they kicked you out because you guys were so much fun.
Yeah, of course.
And it was so weird and full circle of that. But it was, I was so upset. I've never been, that was the first time I've ever been kicked out of a bar.
And for just, well, you didn't bring in like a and case
it,
of
no,
news.
No, it was literally like a fun game. So I went to Timothy O'Toole's like last year and then just like took a bunch of chicken fingers and put them in my pockets. So I got them.
Take that, O'Toole.
Pocket tenders.
Josh, you must have some horror stories from working in a bar during St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, from working in it. It was funny because Ford was here, Ryan Ford, friend of the podcast.
Ryan Ford.
His episode's coming out soon. But he talked about, like, it's when you're working, it sucks, but it's also, like, a big money day, and it also goes by really fast because it's nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're in the trenches, and you're just, like, turning and burning. There's no, like, finesse needed. Because people are just like, it's
beer.
It's like very much an amateur holiday, amateur drinkers, because everybody just wants to get like wasted and then whatever. Like I said, we had that spray beer, green beer, and that was all fine. I did not go out on St. Patty's Day when I wasn't working for the longest time because it was like, fuck this, I hate it.
Yeah.
I have seen the river died a few times. One of my friends used to live downtown, like right over the river.
Oh.
So he had a St. Patty's Day thing at his house with his girl.
Perfect.
And we were all dressed up, and my roommate was there. She made these beautiful little mini donuts that were like decorated with like green Irish things. We got good and wasted. We watched the river. And then we went, everybody was like, we're wasted, let's go to a bar. And I was like, that's the last place we want to be. Especially because we're already like further along. Like if we started somewhere and like, gradually got drunk there, that would be fine. We went to English. Do you remember English on LaSalle? It's like downtown.
No.
It's not there anymore.
Good.
We went in there.
Did you, it's did like, you burn it down?
The reason it's not there anymore. I burned it down and I turned it green. But like it was like wall-to-wall assholes. Everybody's screaming. You're trying to get a drink and it's like you're three people deep and at that point you're like, it's not worth it. Like,
no.
It's never worth it for me.
No.
Because I don't dislike people, but I want somewhere that I can like have fun.
Yeah.
And that, you know, getting drunk now at least for that that's the only reason I'm doing something is not fun.
No.
So me and my roommate peaced out, and they like were there and like had fun. I guess. So, I was like, also they were like two blocks from their house, so it was like whatever.
Yeah, it's easier for them.
Yeah, I was like, let's get out of here.
When you were bartending, were you in Chicago or back at home?
I bartended in Chicago at a wine bar pizzeria. We didn't get a lot of... We were across the street from Fado, so we got a lot of their like overflow the day of.
Mm.
Okay.
And that was always fun.
Yeah.
Because people were like, woo-woo! And you're like, this is a fancy pizza bar. Like, don't do that here.
No, sir.
We don't have any green beer. We have Heineken's. And they're like, yeah, that's great! Because it's green! And you're like... What?
No, sir. Do you want a pizza or wine?
But that'd be, yeah, I've had...
Green wine.
No, it's grape juice.
I don't know. Kevin Lambert said we can dye anything green.
With any amount of food color and persistence, you can dye whatever you
That's
want
right.
green.
Yeah, I don't have any crazy stories that I remember. I
mean, sure, yeah.
I've sure blacked out a bunch. There was... I don't remember the exact reason, but former guest, longtime friend... Brian Hurwitz.
Oh, familiar.
We lived in Maryland together. We took the train into downtown to like celebrate something or like do something. It might have been St. Patty's Day. But I remember I cooked up a big plate full of spinach. Just spinach. I sauteed it up and ate it up. We got ridiculously wasted. He parked at the Metro, the L, the T or whatever. And we went into the city. We came back. We were too drunk to drive home. So we just sat in his car, and like this is when the like it starts like fading in and out. And I remember like looking around, and I remember thinking, and then I remember like going home, and he was like, he called me the next morning, or he came in my room or something, and he was like, Josh, you need to go clean my car. And I was like, why? He was like, because I thought I had opened the door to puke,
But I had puked all in the center console. And it was all green spinach. And so I tried to clean it, did not get it out. He detailed it. It did not get the smell out for like weeks and weeks. And I always feel bad about that. I'm officially apologizing right now.
You've never apologized?
I didn't see the reasons here at the time. He knew what he was getting into. Brian Hurwitz, I'm very sorry.
Oh,
I love you like a brother. So that's tangentially St. Patty's Day related.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, how can you eat spinach? He's like, I can't stand the smell of it. I was like, I don't remember it. Like,
I
love spinach.
Things happen, man.
I'm going to keep grilling it up.
Okay,
eating
Popeye.
It up.
Yeah.
Popeye. Well, we've had green beer, but one good turn deserves another. What's greener than green beer?
Ice cold.
Everyone's favorite Outkast song. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Rosa Parks. It's a good one.
That's right. Magners. Irish cider. From Ireland to your house, to your mouth. Tom Hanks, where are you?
You know what I love about Tom Hanks?
What?
Is
his love of typewriters?
Is when he tweets.
He signs them.
He signs it T. Hanks. So it looks like thanks.
I used to have a set of thank you cards that were his face that was like T. Hanks, so it just said thanks. Stationery is key.
I love
that. As I get older.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm
love
a big fan of handwritten letters.
People love it because you don't get them anymore.
Oh, thank you.
So nice.
It's hidden.
I just finished Tom Hanks's book. He wrote a bunch of short stories. The gimmick was each short story is written on a different typewriter he owned. And much like any collection of short stories, it's fine.
Yeah. We're good, we're bad. Yeah. Between the three, we've got green beer, we've got Conway's Irish Ale, we've got St. Guinness. What is moving on in our share down?
I thought it was just a taste test.
What's your favorite out of the
three? There it is.
What's your favorite out of the three?
Green beer, all the way.
Yeah, green beer.
Yeah, green beer.
Take that, Miller Lite. all right, now we all have our Magners Irish Cider. It started in 1935. They used 17 different varieties of apples. They are pressed and filtered the traditional way. They ferment the cider and let it mature up to 2 years, tasting it all along the way. Sure, there are faster ways to make cider, but then it wouldn't be Magners. Sláinte!
Sláinte! Popeye.
Okay. 12 fluid ounces, 4.5%. So we're not doing too bad.
Pre-drink, it kind of smells like someone's bad breath.
Yeah.
That might have been Rob's burp.
It could have been. Sorry.
I mean, somebody's burp. Our viewers don't know who did it.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
It's not bad. It just tastes like normal cider
to me.
It's
funny. It's not sweet. It's not dry. It's like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of woodchuck, I think of very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I think of strongbow, I think very dry. And this is just kind of like dead center. I'm not mad at it.
No.
But I'm not like...
It tastes like apple juice to me. It's hard apple juice.
Like it's done time.
Yeah. It's seen some things. It's served its nickel.
Anybody else? Thoughts? Tastes?
I don't drink cider...
Barely know her?
Ever? Cider? I don't even know her! I really don't.
It's all delivery.
Why don't you drink cider?
I don't hate it. I am relatively like allergic to apple juice.
Oh no.
Oh. But
she's breaking out.
Not in the allergic way, but in the need a bathroom soon way.
Oh.
Go on. So, I'm part German. Go on. Really break it down for me.
Speak slowly.
So I just choose to not drink them,
yeah,
but
fair.
I will try, like, I'll have a couple sips and be
is
like...
Is it just apple juice, like apples in general? Or
not
like...
apples. I can eat apples completely mm-hmm. fine. Yeah, I haven't really had, like, a glass of apple juice since I was, like, 7.
Good.
Yeah.
Fuck apple juice.
For the sake of everyone around
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wild. Cider is, I feel like, has gotten popular the last few years. It's really
it's like really cider the seltzer of the 2000s.
It really is.
It's not a lot of carbs, I'm sure. So that's.
But also, more people are becoming gluten free, and you can have cider when you're gluten when you have that disease.
Yeah.
I did finger quotes.
With your tiny.
No, we could tell.
It was my tiny, tiny hands. I don't know. It's ciders to me. Like I never. I'm kind of. I'm with Allie in the sense like I just don't think of it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe every once in a while I'm like, all right, I'll have one of those. I'll have a regular beer, please.
Well, and I'd rather have a mixed drink if I'm going for some kind of juice. Yeah, I'd rather have like a vodka cranberry.
Yeah, give me a whiskey ginger.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the fall. Like, it's just, to me, it's like a seasonal drink. It's like
back to school, there's football.
There's Purdue football.
Purdue schbacks.
Got him.
Swear to God.
Woo!
There's a couple other ones that we used to say. Let me try to think of them.
Yeah, is it Perdon't? Perdon't's real like fucking clever.
Please, Perdon't.
Okay, I'm about to get very angry.
I've known Kevin for a while, and he has a school spirit still.
I do. There's,
you do. I know.
I know.
That's
tough,
good. You should.
Tough.
Did you ever give them money?
Fire up.
Have you given them money?
I have not, only because I don't agree with the current president of Purdue, former governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. And I'm not a fan of him. So as soon as he's gone, they will get my money.
You heard that, Purdue. Your move.
They know.
I get calls from my college, and I was like, once I've paid off my student loans, I'll think about donating. Yeah. Also, once my degree works for me, I'll think about donating. And then I was like, okay, maybe. Where's my money going to go? And like the 18-year-old kid was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, then don't tell me that. Like, I want to know what I'm doing.
For a summer up at Central, I worked for our alumni relations, and part of the job was having to call alumni and ask for money. By the time I left that job, I found a way to make sure I would never be bothered ever again. I like found my info and I went, don't solicitate, don't solicitate.
Oh, it's
so I've never gotten calls. I've never gotten like email of like, you can donate. I love it.
Rob's phone number is 5.
How
five,
no?
Five.
They're going to think it's real.
Klondike.
555 Klondike.
This, I keep tasting it, waiting for it to happen, and it doesn't.
I really thought Magners was going to be better because it's like one of the more well-known shiters.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Our palates are wrecked from... No, that doesn't make sense.
No, our palates are all perfect.
I just can't get over how it smells like a grandpa's basement.
We used to do woodchucks
in
college.
Oh, it's because there's mothballs in it.
We used to go to Cluck U, which was a...
Cluck U!
How dare you. It was a wing place. We'd get like this big bucket of wings.
Yeah.
That was my nickname in high school.
Big bucket of wings!
Douche wings!
Hey, big bucket, get over here!
And we would get woodchucks. Sometimes raspberry, sometimes regular, sometimes the pear woodchucks.
Ooh,
and just
fancy.
Like woodchucks and wings, man. That's like... That's how we would do college.
Woodchucks and wings and
bedknobs and kittens.
These are a few of my favorite wings.
When the spice hits.
When the glass clinks.
When I'm feeling full.
No, I can't contribute. The only song I know is Purdue's fight song. The only song I know.
Have you ever banged the big drum?
Yeah.
The world's largest drum, and no, I have not.
you know what?
I know a lot about Purdue.
No, you know half of a lot. Like, you know random... All right.
You know just enough to, like,
things are starting to hit, and I'm getting very defensive. I apologize, we just met.
It's killing me. Allie's delivery of these questions are...
Bobby, did you know we have a segment on this podcast?
We don't laugh
at each other and drink. But people bring other drinks. Do you have anything like that going on?
Oh, what should I get? Should I get my...
Get whatever you
want.
You
want to go into... Okay, great. You know what? I feel like we need to...
I'm doing it first.
We have a segment on the show called Oh Boy, Extra Drinks.
Oh Boy, Extra Drinks.
Kevin, you've just Oh Boy, Extra Drinks. So what would you...
Sure did.
What is this?
I brought the original Green River. It's been caffeine-free since 1919. And it's made with real sugar.
A Chicago favorite.
What is this drink?
Well, it's rich in history. As Prohibition was established in 1919, Green River Soda was introduced to the world.
Oh, it's a soda.
The lime-based soda with its distinctive vivid green color was an immediate hit. Today we celebrate Green River's rich history. It's a Chicago original. It's another thing I grew up with.
This is a drink I only recently noticed when we were talking about this off mic and Kevin brought up weeks ago. Like, you should get Green River. I go, what is this? And now I see it everywhere.
So is it like a Sprite?
Well, you know what? You don't need to worry about it because we're going to drink it right now.
Yeah.
No questions asked. No questions needed. Just is somebody here? Give me
one of our guests with one of their drinks.
I drank yesterday.
What'd you drink yesterday?
Well, here's the thing. I did too.
What did I drink yesterday?
What was the reason? Were you just out with
friends? I went to Rockford for the first time. Go Peaches.
Go Peaches.
And I was drinking because I was visiting my friend Krista. Shout out Krista.
What's up, Krista?
Hey, Krista.
We were drinking at a local brewery. Oh. I had a wine flight. Oh. We took some kind of shot that was lemon but tasted like juice.
Ooh.
And then I think we were drinking beers. Yeah, I think it was just lemon juice. So no alcohol. Yes, I took a metro train back today.
And that was not... How long of a trip is that?
An hour and a half.
That's it?
Yeah, for $9! Nine whole human dollars. You get an hour and a half away.
Whoa, we don't take human dollars. I was going to be out of cotton or something. To Green Rivers.
To Green Rivers.
Oh boy, extra green rings.
May they flow plentily.
Not an Irish drink.
Mm.
Oh.
It tastes like how I imagine green Jell-O melted tastes like.
Yeah. It's
like unfrozen green Jell-O. Yeah.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
I've had this before and I did not like it. I like it more now.
Yeah. The lime isn't as strong. It's tasty.
I'll have you know, 0% juice.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, thank you.
No. What?
They make that a point to put it on the label.
0% juice.
Yeah, lime and lemon flavors. It's like, it's fine.
Well, speaking of it tastes like melted green Jell-O, I have Josh. Phil.
So we're not Irish, but we represent it. Green River, is it coming to the parade? Yay or nay? Are you a Green River fan? You brought it, Kevin.
I did. So while my parents were drinking green beer, my brother and I as children would drink Green River.
They had Green River. You didn't grow up here, did you?
I grew up in Northwest Indiana. So,
okay. So close.
Yeah. So it was definitely... Oh, what the hell is that? it was definitely a part of like growing up around St. Patrick's Day, to the point that my parents were in town last weekend. We were at a Target, and they saw a bunch of Green River, and they were like, do you want to get some for your home? Do you want to have some Green River? And it's like, nah, I'm good. I don't need this weird 0% juice drink. So it's definitely a staple of my childhood.
Yeah, I have no Green River memory. Like, yeah. It wasn't until I moved here, and even then, it wasn't until like many years later after I moved here where people were like, "You don't know Green River?"
I never noticed it until you mentioned it. I was like, then I've been seeing it at like Targets and other stores. I'm like, wow.
They had a huge display at Mariano's when I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like Green River, soda bread, which is where I got the soda bread, and there was something else. Oh, like cookies that were like decorated with shamrocks. Bobby, you just oh-boyed extra drinks to us.
Oh boy, extra drinks! So, by doing a little research to find some Irish drinks, I found, or St. Patrick's Day themed drinks, I should say. This is from Delish.com. They're called Pot of Gold. So it's Jell-O shots.
Okay.
With some whipped cream, yellow sprinkles, and then some rainbow, like, licorice things. So, there's some Jameson in there, with tradition.
Let's go. I did not drive here.
I brought some toothpicks if anyone wants help getting them.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Of course, here.
That's the classy way to
also,
do it.
I like to look cool.
Yeah, who does?
Like a cowboy.
And I can't smoke anymore.
Oh, thank you.
Smoke what?
Everything.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Smoke weed every day.
Every day. These are, Bobby, these are beautiful.
Thank you.
Did somebody take a photo of these?
I did.
Okay,
I
will you share that with me? Because I don't know where my phone is. I think it's
very sweet, and it kind of reminds me, like, I would see this in the back of People magazine, like where they're like, this celebrity is talking about this fun thing they do.
I can't believe you made these.
Oh, it's not hard.
No, but it looks like a lot of TLC went into this.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I care when I make drinks. I make food.
Jello shots. Here we go. Ooh. Man, that candy. Candy's so hard to chew.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take those little boys off.
Well, I left them in the fridge.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, they're warm.
All right, this is probably not going to go well.
Mm. Actually, that's not bad.
I got some whipped cream on the pop screen.
That's fine.
That's probably where it needs to go, though.
The candy, a little difficult.
Yeah.
When you're trying to take the shot.
Yeah,
the actual shot itself was pretty good.
Actual shot's tasty, but I agree with you. The licorice is a little hard.
But they're not bad, little pot of gold.
I'm going to be honest.
Please.
I don't typically like Jell-O because of the texture.
Sure.
But I really like this flavor.
Yeah, it's just lemon.
And it kind of made me forget that I don't like Jell-O, and I think the whipped cream also helped.
Oh, it's cool. You can't go wrong with cool. It's just a little bit. What I was surprised by is that it's not that much alcohol. There is Jameson in it, but it's not like overdone. Mm. Only like half a cup. Half a cup.
Speaking of Jameson.
Should we?
It's time to... Wait, no.
What?
Should we end with...
Yeah, let's end with that.
All right.
I'm loving this idea to end with that.
Now, in turn... okay, let's start with the base. So, there's a whiskey, which Adam Keeley is a big fan of.
Oh, huge. You'll hear those soon.
Listen to that episode.
When it comes out.
But there's a little whiskey we like to call Jameson. Yeah. So I'm going to go grab it right
now. I feel like this is the drink for St. Patrick's Day. Besides green beer, Jameson has to be number two. When I went to the Thousand Liquor Store the other day, there was a huge display of varying sizes of Guinness, Jameson bottles. One was the biggest Jameson bottle I may have ever seen. It looked like a small child. It was huge. Call me mom.
I'm going to pour us very light.
Yeah.
Please.
Thank
you.
Because...
Wait, no, pour mine and Rob's and yours very small, but give me
I have jury duty. I don't know why. I have to do my sip.
Why do you deserve to be on the jury duty?
I
don't even know.
I love night court.
You ever seen Judge Judy?
She's leaving. I'm ready to take her place.
She's got a new show coming out.
I thought she retired.
She's
leaving
new
her
show.
Old show and doing a new show.
Oh, but I thought you...
I don't know the format of it.
Retiring.
No. Retiring from her show. Sorry.
Jameson Irish Whiskey is a blended Irish whiskey. Pot still, grain whiskey, blah, blah, blah. Triple distilled.
Ellie almost threw up there.
It's aged in oak cask for a minimum of 4 years. If you want the full history of Jameson... It was established in 1780, and listen to Adam Keeley's episode.
That's true. There's more you get more into. It's coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah, not next week, not the week after.
Y'all are ahead. But y'all are doing
good.
Yeah,
I am.
More like we're behind on this.
Yeah.
classic Irish cheers, Slánche.
Slánche.
Impressive.
And we don't want your letters if I'm saying that wrong.
Oh
man, that's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for being my chaser, Green River.
There's little to no burn. It's very like there's like a little like oh my god, what's it almost feels like tanniny in the mouth where it like dries
up. I don't know what
up.
That means.
Tannins are what makes wine really dry.
I thought you said cannony. I'm like, I don't know what that
means. So, like, it's canon in that, like, Lucasfilm allowed it.
Even if it was in the book, it's still part of the
yeah,
series?
Yeah, once Disney bought it.
Okay.
You have to bleep that out.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to... Because
I said motherfucker. I'll click the... there's swear words on here when
oh,
I
Oh, this one's
it.
Fucking explicit?
Yeah. Oh, it's explicit.
Damn, bro. Fuck.
Jameson fan, yay or nay, Allie?
I don't like shots.
Okay.
So I'm gonna
what about whiskey?
I drank too much whiskey in college and also at a Mississippi State football game.
What was your mascot?
It's a mud hen.
Go Mudheads.
Go Mudheads. That's Mudheads. Delaware. Nice try. It is the Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs.
Really?
Blue Hens is Delaware.
Is it?
Yeah. Nice try.
Take another shot.
But do you see how confident I was and y'all believed me? I'm a good liar.
No reverse card. So you drink a lot of whiskey in college?
So, like, whiskey cokes are huge in the South. Sure. It's just everywhere. And so it's not my favorite.
And I bet they didn't drink, like, good whiskey either.
No, it was, like, cheap. Like, and then it was in someone's flask in their cowboy boot. And, like, whenever State would score, everyone threw their – you throw your drinks in the air, so you just get doused in whatever was in your cup. And it was just, like, you would be sticky from, like, whiskey cokes. Rough.
I miss tailgating every once in a while, but I don't want to get covered in booze.
No.
What is this, Double Dare? Get out.
Oh my God, y'all should do one, popping bottles at a Bears tailgate.
That'd be fun. How we should do that.
Yo, we got to get a fucking parking spot there.
Done, like, we'll figure it out.
Like, they close it out. I
think Greg Ring knows people.
Get him on the horn.
Yeah, Greg.
Just get him a Guinness. Get him on the horn.
We got time. Let's figure this out. I'd love to do that.
That's a good idea, yeah. Want to come? Fall special.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's go Bears.
Hey, Trubisky Bear Down, train. Chicago Bears. Should I get the other one?
Bobby, Jameson Yarnay.
Oh, I love it. I'm with Allie. I don't like shots. I'm not a big shot guy anymore. Mm-hmm. But I do love a Jameson and ginger. I just love a Jameson on the rocks. I do. I'm pro Jameson. And I'm pro Jameson Webb.
Yeah.
That's to a select number of people.
Spend some time. Spend some time with Jameson Webb.
Spend some time with Jameson Webb.
Jameson, yay or nay?
Following the coattails of those that came before me. They walked so I could run. Put it on the rocks and don't make me shoot
it. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jameson. I will shoot it. I'm not a fan of shots anymore as an adult.
No.
But I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do.
You did make us take a drop shot, a jello shot, and a shot of Jameson.
I did not make you take the jello shot. How dare you? Kevin Douche Lambert.
That's gonna stick. Come on.
Now we've all tried. Allie did this. She's cackling.
That's because I have bread in my mouth.
We've all tried regular Jameson, but we have not yet all tried Jameson Irish Whiskey Caskmates. This is finished in craft beer battles. And specifically, it was finished in stout. So this is Jameson whiskey that was finished in a stout barrel. Please hand me your little plastic shot glasses.
Is this a drop shot with the Green River? Or
no. This is a taster.
Good Lord,
but this is my last day on Earth. There's too many liquids pouring back.
You don't have to finish it.
No, it's about the same. Allie, you got it.
You're okay, Allie.
We're tasting it.
We're tasting it. You don't have to finish it.
I have to pee.
I can pause it. You want to go pee?
No.
Go pee. Go pee. Slanche.
Yeah, Slanche, we'll do the shot. We'll take a pause.
Finished in stout barrels. Is Jameson any better? We'll find out.
Oh. It's a little stronger.
It's.
Whew.
It tastes like it's burnt. He needs some milk.
I don't know.
No, I don't like that more.
That was fine.
That's
fine.
For me.
Oh, once, twice, three times a lady. Because we've tried Jameson, we've tried Jameson Caskmates.
Oh,
but what we haven't tried is Jameson Cold Brew. Whiskey and coffee. This is Jameson Irish Whiskey, infused with natural cold brew coffee flavor. Product of Ireland, limited edition, oh boy, extra drink.
I have not cried since 2014 until today.
Why are we doing this?
No, this is a way better color. Glasses, please. Glasses,
please, a smidgen. No, please.
Yeah, also very low.
You gotta taste it.
It's way too late to be having cold brew coffee.
You gotta taste it. Bobby, you're also
home. It's good I don't start work till 10 a.m. on every day.
We started
every day.
I didn't mean to flip my hair, but it happened.
Didn't you?
It smells really good. And I don't like coffee.
I bought this cold brew just the other night because I saw it and went, we have to.
I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. I'm glad you got it.
Where did you find it?
It was at 1,000 Liquor. I always want to call it 1,001. Is it 1,000 liquors?
If what they were any good, content? It would be 1,001.
Thank you.
I can't read it. What is the alcohol content?
It's whiskey, so it's like whatever the normal whiskey is. Oh.
It's just got a little coffee flavor.
A little coffee flavor.
Coffee flavor.
Let me tell you this. You had no carbohydrates.
Oh, so that's good. Thank God.
It's 30%, so 60 proof.
Okay.
30% ABV. Here's looking up your old address. Solanches.
Solanches. Here we go. This will give us a little
peck. All right, coffee. Peck. Coffee, Jameson.
That's my favorite one so far.
Oh, that's good.
Gross.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, I like that.
No.
Oh, I would leave that on the side of the road to die. That is awful.
No, thank you. I would drink the other. I would drink a bottle of the other two before I would have to drink.
I liked it.
I don't really like coffee. It's not my favorite thing, and I am a tea drinker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what I should have brought is tea. It's all right. Yeah. I'm a piece of shit.
We declined the hot category. No Irish coffee, no Irish tea. Okay. Yeah. We in our talks before
talks,
this,
our chats, our late night chats.
Yeah,
we early morning
roll over,
talk.
We're in bed together, and I'd say, Bobby,
and I'd be like, "What, Josh? I'm sleeping."
I'd be like, "Bobby, don't be like that.
Please, no, I'm sleeping."
And I was like, "Don't get your cold feet on me, Bobby."
This is what crack the window. I'm warm.
Yeah. And you like this? I can tell by your sound, your mouth sound. So
I like this story. Tell it again.
Tell it slower.
I didn't not mind that last one. No, the second one was my least favorite.
I didn't like that second one. The coffee one, I enjoy a cup of coffee. That one's not bad.
No, that was.
Do you like
awful.
Coffee though?
You are both incorrect.
I think we're okay.
Are you a coffee guy?
I do. I drink coffee. I thought that was absolutely disgusting.
Damn, all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't disgusting, but it was like everything I liked about Jameson was
gone.
Like in the fourth seat, in the fourth row. And I'm like, hello, I'm up on stage.
Hello.
I thought it was the smoothest. Smoothest throwdown.
Yeah.
Speaking of smooth. It's dessert time because we have original Bailey Irish cream. I did some research because this was expensive for what I thought it was. And I was like, why is this other Irish cream so much cheaper? But Bailey's was the original. It was the first one. Bailey's, the perfect marriage of fresh premium Irish dairy cream, the finest spirit aged Irish whiskey, and a unique chocolate blend. So let's give this a go. Share down.
I'm organizing my bottles, and Rob is making fun of me.
You have built a wall around yourself of your bottles.
You know, if you build a wall around yourself, you don't let anybody
walls
in.
Don't work.
Oh my God, this has turned into therapy.
Oh boy,
turned into.
Yeah, these are not recording. We are just here to get real deep into what's wrong with you.
Oh my God, my mom put you up to this.
She's a delightful lady. She bought breakfast.
I have not mentioned I am a doctor of psychology, and that is why they brought me here tonight.
She's behind that one-way mirror. I mean, two-way mirror. I mean,
no mirror.
She's behind. No, I mean.
Terry, come on out.
Come on, Terry.
Terry, this is your life.
Is she T-R-R-I or T-R-R-O? Okay.
Yes. Starbucks got it incorrect this morning.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Was she upset?
I don't think she cares anymore.
Will she listen to this?
Probably not.
Shout out, Terry.
What up, Terry?
Terry!
Hey, Terry.
What's up, Terry? How you doing?
So,
Terry Cloth.
What's up, baby?
Terry Cloth, old Terry Cloth.
Terry Cloth, old. Oh, yeah, the good, what did you say? Old Grabowski's, the good old rings.
The old rings, the old Segovias, the old Lamberts.
The old Lamberts.
The old,
my last name is Ring.
Slauncher.
Shouting that at me.
She just gets that way.
It's in the show notes.
This is Butters.
Show notes.
This is the Bailey.
Do we
going down the hatch?
We're just doing it. Here it goes.
You got it, Allie.
That's good.
Come on, Allie. You got this. Yeah.
That's good.
I love Bailey's.
That was a nice treat.
That's tasty.
Yeah. Everybody loves cream.
And everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, that's on the bottle?
And we love spirits and whiskey, but in the same bottle? Are you sure? We just smiled. Bailey's, the original Irish cream. What the fuck?
So they write fucking recipes with the blogs. This is terrible. It's good.
Bailey's is always good.
70%, 17.
Wow.
That's not.
So if we were doing, if we were doing hot drinks, I definitely would like Bailey's and coffee. Bailey's and coffee. That's some tasty shit right there.
Bailey's great. It really like cleanses the palate. I'm also eating soda bread again.
Soda bread is fantastic.
Yeah, did everybody try it?
Can I have a taste?
Yeah, get it.
Maybe.
Excuse me?
I was handing it.
Don't take that tone with me.
Oh my god.
She's got a fiery temper.
Is it raisins?
Yeah, they're fucking Irish. They're sad grapes. It's very Irish.
It's falling apart.
Is it raisins?
My boss makes fun of how I pronounce words all the time.
Who's your boss?
Brandon.
What's up, Brandon? Give her a raise.
Yeah. Thank you.
Give her a raise.
Yeah, that is really good.
Wait, is it raisins? Or is it like raisins. Rat turds?
Where'd you get this? Outside?
Yes, it's rat turds. Mariano's was like, hey, we got this bread full of rat turds. Put it out by the Green River. This shit'll move, baby. Call it Irish soda bread. Nobody fucking knows. Mariano's with the big bucks I made.
Remy's back there. Remy from he's like, I just shit all the bread. And they're selling it.
We gotta shit more, Remy. We need more soda bread.
Are you Brian Dennehy, who's in the movie?
Brian Dennehy. Dennehy.
Tommy, you gotta sell 500,000 brake pads.
Tommy just sold 500,000 brake pads. Speaking of Jameson Webb, did you see that tweet he made? So like Trump was like yelling about something, and he just like subtweeted with like Tommy sold 500,000 brake pads. I fell over. I was laughing so.
Jameson Webb, follow him on. Look him up on Twitter. He's very funny.
Yeah, he's
on
very Twitter. Good.
Jameson Webb, what hell of a guy.
He used to live here. He's dead to me. He moved to
Correct. If he ever comes back, Jameson will have to have you on.
Different friend.
A friend.
Yeah. Okay. A friend is a stranger that left.
A friend is a stranger you just never met.
Bobby, we're on the dessert portion of the tasting.
Is it our last drink?
I think it is our last drink.
Oh boy, final drink.
Oh boy, final drink.
We're not going to do any layered beverages. It's too messy.
No. So this drink, I felt very strange. I had to walk 2 blocks carrying it. And as a fat man carrying 4 shakes, I felt like a lot of judgments. But aww. I'm going to go get it. Vamp.
Phil. Do you have any St. Patty's Day plans this year, Alan?
I do. So, aforementioned friend from college, Kylie, is coming into town to visit me. Mm-hmm. Because she is actually about to be a doctor.
What the hell?
She finds out emergency room. So, emergency doctor. She finds out if she gets matched in 2 weeks Monday and then the 20th and then her residency. So she is coming to visit. She's never seen the river died. So get this.
I'm getting it.
Our plan was to do the boat on the river at 9 a.m. where they diet and you're on the boat. So cool. I bought my ticket. She didn't buy hers at the same time as me. 3 days later, she goes, wait, am I supposed to buy my ticket? I go, yeah. She went, sold out. This was in the middle of January. So every once a week, she's been emailing them, like, what's the waitlist like? What's the waitlist like? And so our plan is, I mean, it's a $65 ticket. Yeah. And I know that if I call and say I want to refund mine, they're going to call her and say someone refund it. And I'm thinking that someone will get too drunk and not make it on the boat. And I think a lot of people are not traveling as much because of some stuff.
Because of what?
Just because it's too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm thinking that there is going to be someone who's not going to make it on that boat. And I think I'm really hoping that we get on it because I'm really excited about it.
So,
if not,
go ahead.
We're going to go to a Shrek pop-up at Replay.
Shrek pop-up?
I want to go to a Shrek pop-up. I'll
go to a Shrek pop-up. What so on the boat, is it BYO?
It is. No, your ticket includes 3 drinks.
Okay, that's fun.
And then you can, like, buy more on there, but you get 3 drink tickets.
That's
and
it's for $65?
$65, including the river tour, which is usually $45.
Uh-huh.
So for $65, you get 3 drinks.
That's worth it because on the boat, there's a set number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's crowded, it won't be, like, stupid crowded.
Right.
That's great.
I'm just really hoping we can get on.
Well, I hope she gets it.
I am, too. That'd be
Thank
fun.
You.
We'll follow up with our, we'll put it on Twitter.
We'll talk about it on the Bears podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we
go
come
Bears.
Back.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. Go Bears.
Kevin, any St. Patrick's Day plans this year?
This St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
I will be at Sloan Park watching the Colorado Rockies face the Chicago Cubs
oh.
in Why?
A spring training showdown.
Why?
Because why else? What else is there to do in this world but watch baseball? This is horseshit!
Time to lay some wood on the Rockies.
Are you a Cubs fan?
No. No, I just found this hat on the side of the road.
Oh,
and I thought blue looks good on me.
Condition.
Thank
blue
you.
Does look good on you, baby. Well,
thank you.
It's a good fitted hat.
Yeah, my St. Patrick plan, come on down to Second City and see Clued In. We have two shows on the 14th.
Ooh.
One at 7:30, one at 9 p.m. Come on down. I'm in both. It's going to be a hell of a good time.
Do you usually have two shows?
No, this is just a special one
That's
tonight.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's a good crew. I don't know who else is in it, but I'm in it, so it's going to be a damn good time.
Yeah.
We Josh, you got any plans?
No. I'm going to listen to this and drink the rest of the beers that we didn't get to. Or edit this. What do we have in our hands, Bobby?
Ladies and gentlemen, I went and carried for 2 blocks a Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
Celebrating, I believe, if I remember correctly, its 50th year of being a thing. So thank you, McDonald's. Illinois' own McDonald's.
Make it your lucky day with the shake that started it all. Mm. Creamy, delicious. Vanilla soft serve blended with Shamrock
Man,
Shake
that's good.
Syrup topped with delicious whipped topping. Available in small, medium, and large. Get a Shamrock Shake or the new Oreo Shamrock McFlurry.
Mm. I almost did it. I almost did it.
Before they're gone.
So I will say, when I went into the McDonald's, I went, I need 4 Shamrock Shakes. And the guy goes, what size? I go, medium. And he goes, all right. Charges me. He's like, it'll be like 3-something. I go, $3 for 4 shakes? That's a great deal. Hands me the receipt. I look at it and I go, oh, no, sir. I need 4 Shamrock Shakes, please. Are they all for me? I'll never tell.
You just open your freezer and there's just like full. 45.
I like to prepare. You only sell it for 2 goddamn weeks.
This is fucking best.
Mm.
So
in high school, my friend, I'll shout him out, Brett Soto.
What up, Brett?
Soto!
He worked at the local McDonald's. I would go in, I would buy a small Shamrock Shake, I would walk out with a super-sized Shamrock
yes!
Shake.
Yes!
It was the That's fucking best.
Mm. I haven't had a Shamrock Shake in a long time. This is tasty.
It's fine to me.
Go to hell and die.
I've heard somebody describe it as toothpaste. It doesn't taste like toothpaste, but it's close.
I get why people would say that. I like it. Allie?
I think it kind of tastes like Orbitz gum.
Yeah.
Because Orbitz gum is not super strong.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a creamy gum, which is weird. But I think this is very like Orbitz. Like, I like it. I don't ever need it again the rest of the year. This one time a year, I'm happy to oblige to the advertisement.
In college one year, I went to 4 different McDonald's looking for a Shamrock Shake. They had them at none of them.
Really? Were they out?
Those
or they
were
just
douchebags.
Oh, shit, college.
If I had a harpoon gun, I would shoot it right at your chest
Thank
right
you
now.
Thank you so much.
I can't
That's
believe you
so
didn't bring
nice.
I would
That's
Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time
so
in Hollywood.
Yes. Oh, do you think he murdered her?
Oh, darn.
Inspired by Natalie
What's
Wood murders.
In the box?
All right, everyone's favorite Brad Pitt movie. Josh?
12 Monkeys is no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's close there, but Brad Pitt was good in a lot of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
River Runs Through It.
Cool World. Allie?
He's in 7, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
No, 7.
No, you quoted the right movie.
Cool.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Yeah, I'm going to say 7.
Kev?
Moneyball. It combines my love of baseball and stats.
I never saw Moneyball. It was good, though.
I saw it really in good. High school.
This is how it starts. Okay, it opens.
No, Kevin,
we
don't, this is the wrong remake died years ago.
No!
I would say, I don't know, he's really good in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, he is good. He deserves
like
that Oscar.
Really good in it. Otherwise, I can't think of any other Brad Pitt movie.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
That's fine.
Troy.
Astra.
Ad Astra.
I heard that was bad.
Oceans 11 through 13.
Thank you. He's great in those Ocean movies. I know they're bad, but I love a good heist film. I always want to see someone steal
something.
He's
great in True Romance, but I wouldn't call that a Brad Pitt movie.
No, but he's good in it.
He's great in that
True
movie.
True Romances.
But if he steals the movie, he makes it his.
That's true. He is good in 12 Monkeys, too.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's one of those... Fuck. Fight Club. Oh. He's really good in Fight Club.
Yeah. Burn After Reading.
I never saw it.
Was he nominated for Fight Club?
No.
He should have been.
I think this is when he won for Once Upon a Time. That was his first nomination and first win, I think.
Really?
Guys, welcome to Pit Stains, the Brad Pitt podcast.
I'm a big fan of that name.
Get all Stains. The pit talk you want.
Oh, we got pit stops. Oh, man. I think it was. I don't know. I guess I could look it up, but who's got the time?
Honestly, phones being what they are these days, who can check?
And I simply won't.
Oh my god, there are so many drinks on this table right
now.
I
still have a bunch of Jello shots left.
Oh, did the recipe yield that many?
No.
Jello
so
shots
the recipe. What? Question one more time.
Did the recipe yield that many Jello shots?
I mean, that's how much it was. It made.
So yes.
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 That's what. All right. That's
okay.
Yield.
Okay.
All right. Who's turning into the Purdue bag?
Oh, damn. No, I don't want to be a Purdue bag.
I know. No one does.
You would be so fucking lucky to be a Purdue bag.
Fire up chips.
We were founded in 1869.
No, we don't
with
have
the
to.
Land grant to John Purdue.
This is not the Purdue podcast.
Oh,
it's
boy.
I'm assuming there is such a thing. Kevin, that's what your goal is. Start the Purdue podcast.
We've officially tried all the beverages.
There were many more than I thought there were going to be.
And yet, less than we had planned on.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we didn't do any of our layered beverages.
Yeah. We were thinking about it. We just we couldn't find it.
Yeah, we're gonna do a black and tan, a snake bite, and a half and half. Oh, but man. we couldn't find the other ingredients.
I was gonna try to get a Killian's, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, Killian's, Harp.
The red horse beer, as I call it. The symbol is a horse, and the label is red. It's not a good beer.
All right, so we have to figure out. Even though this is a show, a share down, we have to figure out who's going to lead off the Irish Day Parade and or be included in the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. Out of all the beverages we've tried.
Should we try to get our top three?
Yeah, let's try to narrow it down. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let's start by going through everything we've had and whether we would have it again.
Okay.
I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
So we started the night off with a drop shot. It was this was 100 years ago. It was the Depth Charge.
I forgot we did that.
Yeah. Would you have it again?
No.
Would you have it again?
Yeah, I would.
Would you have it again?
Oh, yeah, I would. Would you?
Yeah, but she said no, so it's gone.
It's gone. Great. It's got to be unanimous.
It's
got to
be.
I don't know.
I feel like I wouldn't want to do it. Like, I'm not going to go to the bar and ask for one.
Would you have one right now if I poured it?
Oh, no.
Okay, fair.
Allie, if I politely asked, like, later, not tonight, if I politely said, let's do one, would you do it?
He's so polite.
If you politely ask.
I'd be like, Allie, I'm going to do a depth charge, a drop shot. Would you do one with me? It's on me.
Ugh, fine.
Oh, it's all right. It's on him?
It's on me.
Nice.
It's on the Rob tab?
I'll have one.
Yeah, I'll have two.
No, I'm not you two idiots.
No.
All right, Rob's buying all of our drinks for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Cash at USA only pays me so much. No.
So, it's not moving on.
No.
Guinness, would you have it again? Regular Guinness. Yes? Guinness? Regular again?
Yeah, I think I would.
Regular Guinness?
Yeah.
No. Not moving on.
Different situation. Like, I would have to be, like, super in the mood for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
But yeah. I do have to say, Dad, if you're listening, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Greg, yeah. I agree. It was better than I thought. I really thought I was not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. My dad, Marcos, who does not drink, really. No, I didn't like it.
Jim, how did you discover the podcast app?
Jim.
Oh, Jim. We went from the Guinness to the Great Lakes Conway Irish Ale.
Mm-hmm. Red Ale.
Irish Ale. An Irish style ale.
Oh,
Jesus, that was loud.
Cheers.
You almost broke
would
my
you have
bacon
Irish ale again?
I would.
Irish ale again?
I wouldn't.
Irish ale
I would.
I would 100%. It is not moving on.
Damn.
This is cold blooded. We went from the Great Lakes to green beer, otherwise known as Miller Lite with food coloring. Would you have it again?
Hell yeah.
Have it again?
Hell yeah.
Did you have it again?
Wholeheartedly yes.
100% yes.
So it's taking the top spot. It's moving right on, now.
Yeah. Number one with the bullet. We went from green beer to the delicious Magners Irish Cider Original. Irish Cider again?
No.
That's a no. Irish Cider again?
No.
Irish Cider again?
I've said yes to everything so far, yeah.
I would have it again. It's not, you know.
The first true 50-50 of our boats. It was fine. I wouldn't, I don't know.
It just didn't really stand out to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and good. It smells like a basement.
Yeah. I would never purchase it. If someone handed me a glass, maybe, but I would never go out of my way.
I love drinking basements, so
yeah. Why are you anti-basemite?
Basemite?
Well.
Uh-oh.
Douchebag! Sorry.
I'm not anti-basement.
Oh, God. Damn.
I just think it smells like
this. I'm a little anti-basemetic.
Whoa.
You're an anti-dentite.
Dad, stop listening.
Stop. He's already dead.
This is what you're going to say. They should have their own schools.
They do. We went from the beer. What did we jump to immediately?
I think whiskeys.
Was it the Green River? No.
No.
No, it was.
It was
Green River. Got thrown in there somewhere.
Yeah, because I used it as my chaser.
Would you have Green River again?
Yeah.
River I would again? Too. Yeah.
Green River again? No.
Oh.
Fuck them.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude.
I will bury it in a shallow grave. We went from the Green River to, we had more Oh Boy Extra Drinks. I think it was
our Pot of Gold Jello shots.
Would you have the Jello shots again?
I would.
Same.
I would also.
No.
Oh.
Damn, Kev.
I'm not a Jello shot kind of guy.
Fuck you, you douche.
I'm gonna take me out on a nice,
take
have a nice
to the
steak
game
dinner.
Type of guy.
Take me out to the ball game. I'll have a hot dog.
You got him good.
That's not a bird, that's a compliment.
I have a question about Jesus. Baseball.
We do it off mic?
I want to hear this question.
I want to hear this question too. All right,
go ahead.
Okay, so when you go to a Chicago Cubs baseball game, you could get a Chicago hot dog.
This is not about baseball. This is about
Let her finish the question. Let her finish the question.
I don't think he likes me very much.
Yeah, he loves you very much.
He's cute.
So, you go to Chicago Cubs baseball game, uh-huh. and you want to get a Chicago hot dog. You can do that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go to spring training, if you want a Chicago hot dog, can you have one there?
They should have
yes.
one, right?
Yes.
Oh.
They also pipe in Portillo's is out there
good.
Now.
Okay.
Really?
They built, so, a couple years ago, the Cubs built a new park called Sloan Park, and then they built
After
around
Joy
it.
After Joy Sloan, founder of Second City?
Sure.
The late producer of Second City.
After the waste management company. So they built this park, and then they piped in a bunch of Chicago staples. So you can get Lou Malnati's out there. You can get you can get Portillo's out there. So, yeah, you can get a Chicago dog at
Thank
the park.
You for answering my question.
I thought it was going to be about the Astros cheating scandal, but nope. That's... I've
been I don't think
so
they cheated.
Many podcasts.
No, I don't care.
The Astros cheating scandal.
No.
I heard about the banging, the trash cans.
Whoa.
This is an Irish-based offensive podcast with Lucky Charms, and you did an Italian accent.
And
you
the pizza.
Are the worst.
The Luminati's
pizza.
I also think I'm the worst. This is therapy.
After all those drinks, we moved on to the Jameson Original Triple Distilled Irish Whiskey. Would you have it again?
No.
Do you have it again?
I would.
Do you have it again?
In shot form or just in general?
Just in general.
Yes.
It could be a mixed drink. You don't want to change
it? I won't spend money on it, but I would have it again.
I would 100%, but it's up. Jameson Cask Mix. This was the Jameson that was finished in craft beer battles. Beer barrels.
You guys remember the beer battles of 09?
Lost a lot of good men out
a
there.
A lot of good men out there.
Love is a barrel,
Phil. I was in high school.
Stout edition. Yay or nay? Allie, would you have
Horrid,
a stout?
Horrid, absolutely not. It was the one that made my mustache swell.
No.
No, it made me mad. Jameson Gold Brew. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay.
No!
I think yay.
I said no, it's out.
I know. I don't want
it. Josh, you should do a David Letterman from it.
Yeah, I'm a David Letterman right now.
What does that mean?
So David Letterman on his old show,
you saw the
when he did a
girls I've loved
segment,
before.
When he had wine, he would just like do a bit like he mix it with a little wine. He goes wine, and he just grab the bottle and do a big chug.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. Okay, we will move from Jameson Cold Brew to Bailey's, the original Irish Cream.
Yes.
100% yes.
Hell yeah, bro.
In the winner's circle, but not yet to be outdone. We went from the dessert category, McCafe's own Shamrock Shake. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay.
For 17 straight days in March, yes.
No.
Whoa!
No!
Whoa!
It just makes me angry. There's no chocolate.
Doesn't it say there's chocolate in it?
You can get it if you want it, but there's nothing.
Oh, it doesn't like come.
Finish that sentence.
No. Nobody on the internet isolate that. Nobody on the internet isolate this. That. Nobody but me isolate that.
Such boys. Oh, it doesn't like come. You happy, boys.
I also wanted to wish you happy International Women's Day.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure. After the podcast is ended. Sure.
Sure.
I'm going to call my mom.
Terry? Terry. Terry Cloth?
Terry.
Terry Cloth.
Terry, call me back. It's me, Terry Savalas. I got a Diners Club card with your name on it, Terry.
Terry.
Call me back.
I got to go.
Is that clock right? Because I got to go. if you haven't listened to the Key, Michael...
Keegan Michael Key and Conan O'Brien. He has a great story about... Billy Dee Williams. Yeah. God damn. Is that clock right? Because I gotta go.
So
you had to be there.
Yeah, I don't know if you've... we're very American on this Irish podcast. We've got two possible stars of our parade.
Bailey's and Green Beer.
And Green Miller Lite. So now we all have to decide. We'll go one by one. We'll start with Bobby to get the pressure off our guests.
Okay.
We'll second with me.
Okay.
We'll third with Kevin.
Ooh,
and we'll douchebag with Allie.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, Pimp. Oh, hell yeah.
Conor O'Malley's vines, also if you haven't seen them. Very fun. Bobby, who is going to lead the parade, a.k.a. also be at the end of our rainbow? Is it going to be Green Beer, a.k.a. Miller Lite Food Coloring, or is it going to be Bailey's, the original Irish cream?
So here's how I'm going to judge it.
Uh-huh.
If I'm having a full St. Patrick's Day where I'm going to be out all day, I do not want to be weighed down by a delicious, creamy, desserty beverage. Though I enjoy Bailey's, maybe I'm going to have it the following morning with my coffee to get the old hair of the dog, as they say. But I'm going to go full for traditional green beer. That's very what nice. I vote for. Thank you. Thank you, citizens. Thank you. Josh, what would you go with?
Okay. Looking at these two, I'm going to have to say Jameson Original Whiskey.
What?
I'm going to Jill Stein the vote.
So none of us win?
Happy International Women's Day.
I can, in good conscience, vote for green beer. That's probably what I would have voted for out of the two. So I got it right in Jameson Irish Whiskey. You're back, baby. Go, Lambert.
Well, I feel like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade ends with a bang with Santa, mm-hmm. so I would start with Bailey's and I would close with that killer green beer.
Oh, wow. Two of them. Okay. All right.
I thought like, those were the options. And then you fucking pulled Bailey's oh, out of the pile. Yeah,
yeah. Alexandra?
Okay, ask me in a sentence.
Ask you a sentence?
No, ask me the question.
Oh, Allie. If you had to choose between the two final drinks, our Bailey's, our green beer, or our write-in Jill Stein, a.k.a. Jameson, what would you choose?
Green beer.
Green beer it is.
Green beer is leading the parade. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening along to the official first annual 2020 St. Patty's Day Shamrock Sharedown.
And Friendship Jubilee.
And Friendship Jubilee. We hope you all enjoy drinking along with us. We'll raise a green beer in your honor. Before we let anybody go, anything that we should know about you, plug, or share? Allie, kicking it to you.
My Instagram and Twitter are at A-Rang, A-Y-Y-R-A-A-N-G. I think I'm funny on my Instagram stories, so give me a follow. And I'm pretty much doing one of my favorite shows, Comedy Sports, yeah. as I am on Ensemble with my fellow friends here. And the other show that I am working on right now is a solo show of a friend. It's called Witty. So it'll come out in a couple months. Just keep an eye out for
no,
it.
Witty, not Winnie.
Yeah, it is WITI. It's going to be a fun show. It's a tech-inspired show. So if you like apps, this one's for you. Not appetizers. Apps on your phone. All right, someone else. Go.
Kevin?
I got nothing. The Redacted, this is going to come out. Yes.
Oh,
At the end of March, we're doing The Mummy, and then we're doing...
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
It'll be fun.
Ooh, High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
Yeah. I got that going on. Also, just support renewable energy and be kind to one another. And,
be kind?
Yeah, that's not a thing you've done tonight. And
wow.
Oh, shit.
I do...
Powerful.
Yeah, I got nothing else to promote. I'm going to stall because Rob just...
What about anything you're into recently? So we always give people a chance to plug things. It doesn't have to be things they're in. Like,
I was going
to
say, it's not new, but I really like that National's latest record.
What's it called?
Fuck Me in the Face. I can't remember.
That's a good title.
That's what it's called. Fuck Me in the Face. I can't believe it didn't sell well. No, but I really
Nancy Reagan was against.
Really enjoying that, and then the motion picture Field of Dreams.
Baseball centric.
Yeah. Bobby. You can follow me on all the usual social medias at RobGrabo, RobGrabo. You can see me at Comedy Source with Josh and Allen. You can see me at Redacted with Kevin.
And Josh.
And it's true. And Josh sometimes. Include in March 14th at 7:30 and 9. Come on down. It's an improvised murder mystery in the style of this woman named Agatha Christie. It's a good time. Oh, you know, hear me on our sister podcast. Come on, Josh, don't get mad. Talking Chop with past guest James Dugan. We talk to a local Chicago actor, comedian, and just talk about their life, the universe, and a little bit of everything.
I love that podcast.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, I think it's so well produced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love
so
it.
Good. Thank you.
I love popping bottles.
Oh. Thank you. Josh, anything to plug?
I'm blushing. You can find me at Josh Govia Sucks on Twitter. I want to get to 8,000 followers, a number I've arbitrarily decided on right now. Other than that, listen to us, Poppin' Pod. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah.
Home of the 5-star you call it. Get rate or review us 5 stars. Tell us what you want us to drink, and we'll drink it in your honor.
Yeah. We'll say whatever toast you want us to say.
Say whatever Ooh. Toast you want us to say. We'll do a shot of whatever you choose, as long as it's not Windex. We also, this St. Patty's Day, have fun, be safe,
Please be safe
nice. To the service industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just be nice to your ass. Be nice to your fellow human being.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of anger can maybe come out in these long drinking days. Just be cool, everybody.
We've decided on the podcast to be better with bitter. We are going to be better ourselves and not be bitter.
Yeah.
But also, I would challenge everybody.
Challenge.
This is a challenge.
Josh?
Oh, no.
No, I would challenge...
Don't touch me. You broke me into this.
I would challenge all of our viewers to find what their Diamond's Days are and celebrate them.
Diamond Days.
If you haven't listened to Diamond Days, listen to Sarah Shockey's episode. We talk about doing something you enjoy and sharing it with the world.
Yeah.
We have one last thing to do. Now, before we let anybody go, stumble home. There's so many open bottles on this table.
I will finish them all.
We can do our King's Cup.
Gross.
We'll do it off mic.
Can we do it off mic, please? Yeah, because I will throw up.
I promise. We have one last thing to do before we let anybody leave. Raise a green beer and say,
whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
We nail it.
Patreon demands it. Oh, I got a piece of it.
I remember what I was saying. Don't chase fun. Let fun chase you.
Oh, I like that. Put that on a shirt.
No.
Wine makes you nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you...